Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaikwan Ettingham, and today being joined by the Central Iowa, Iowa State University Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. And Megan, thanks so much for stopping in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And obviously now we're in the spring season. Summer's going to be here soon as well. And the farmers have been out. Planting season is going on. Let's just start there. How's things been going so far?
Yeah, I mean, this obviously has been a really unusual year, I think, for anybody who's been used to being in Iowa, right? We had an incredibly warm winter. I think it was, if not the warmest, one of the warmest on record. We seemed like we got good snowfall, but it all came in about 10-day time span in January. And so obviously we were off to a really early start in the spring. And so planting got off to a great start in April, just in a really wonderfully timely manner, in a way that we've seen in recent years, but not necessarily in the whole scheme of things do we get a lot of crop planted between like April 10th and April 25th. And that definitely happened this year, where a lot of the crop got in the ground in a relatively short time span because we had such good conditions this spring. It hasn't come without its challenges, of course, right? The last week or so has been a lot of downtime for farmers when maybe they'd like to be finishing up planting or getting some spraying done. But because of the rainfall and the continued conditions between rain and wind this spring, we've had some struggles getting our early herbicide applications on and some of our other field work done. But I think there's still a lot of planting season left here in central Iowa to get our crop in the ground in a really timely manner. And so eventually here it's bound to dry out, I hope.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. And I know, you know, we were talking a little bit off air and you were saying like within the last week with all the precipitation that we've received, it for you, you said that, you know, over the last maybe four or so years of being in the drought, it's kind of the most you've seen in that time period. I mean,
yeah, it's just like a really unusual thing to go from being so used to hanging on the hope that we get any rainfall at all, to now here we've had this last week, and then even before that we got some rainfall, but just in the last week or so we've had anywhere from maybe 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, and it's been kind of cloudy and overcast and rain every single day, and it very rarely did it come down in a really heavy manner that moved a lot of soil or resulted in a lot of water movement across the surface as opposed to being absorbed. And so it was just a really unusual time frame. I hope somebody can remind me of a time in the last 4 years or so that this has happened, because I sure as heck can't remember one.
Well, that's good though. Good to get some moisture in the air. What would you say the percentage of crops? Do you know how many has been planted?
Well, it's highly variable, right? I think that there are a number of farmers that have all their corn in the ground already and a portion of their soybeans anyway, but probably overall in central Iowa, I would guess that we're maybe the better part of 50 or 60% corn planted and maybe even as much as 30% soybean planted. But you get in little pockets where you can't find a field that hasn't been planted, and you go to a different area in the same county and it's hard to find a field that has been. And so we're just sort of in this transition time frame that as soon as things dry out and we're able to get back in the field, everything's going to get finished really, really quickly.
And again, we are speaking with Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist Megan Anderson. And Megan, can you, I know you hinted at obviously talking about how the rain has kind of stalled some of the, you know, farmers from finishing their planting. Are there any other challenges that farmers are facing right now?
Yeah, I think the rainfall has presented a few challenges, right? So for crops in the ground, we're obviously to the point where those soils are pretty saturated, right? We've seen a little bit of water hanging out on the surface, nothing like the ponds that we maybe saw back in the late 2000s. It's been a long time since we've seen ponds like that, it feels like. But definitely soils are pretty saturated. And so some of these crops, as they're trying to germinate, especially as things are cool, that may result in a little bit of challenge for the crop getting out of the ground. And we'll address those as they come. And we start to warm up again, we can see whether or not there's any differences in the emergence in the stands. But I think between the wind and the rain, probably the biggest issue secondary to being stalled out on planting is that we got a lot of crop planted last week, sort of at the end of April there, and we didn't necessarily get a herbicide on it. And so that presents a challenge, because if our crops emerge, especially soybean, and we don't get that herbicide on in a timely manner before they emerge, it could result in crop injury if we try to keep with that same herbicide program. And so we really need to be monitoring those. If somebody got that crop in the ground, it didn't get a pre-emergent herbicide on it, there may need to be some changes in those programs. And so that does present a little bit of a challenge, but hopefully it won't be too big of an issue. We are seeing some weeds start to emerge in some fields that didn't get herbicide on them. So I've got a field up by Ames that's a research farm. And so we have we leave a lot of check plots out there, right? So we can see what the weed populations are doing. And so there's a lot of weeds that are growing really well. And even though the weather hasn't been the best, they're taking advantage of the moisture anyway. And so our biggest weed issue here in central Iowa in crop fields is called water hemp. And as its name sort of alludes to, it is kind of like a swampy, right, does well in low-lying ground, but it's really a widespread issue in central Iowa, and I just noticed emergence on that early this week. And so that's usually one of our later weeds, and then it emerges very late in the growing season, but it is already up because it took advantage of that warm late winter and early spring, just like all the farmers did.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it was definitely a warmer spring. And I know, you know, Dallas County is one of the counties that you serve. How are things looking here?
Yeah, I think things look just as well here as they do anywhere else. Dallas County got, I think, somewhere in the mid-range for rainfall, right? Some of my counties, northern Story County, they got quite a bit more rainfall in some of these storms and maybe some damage that came along with that. And I think Dallas County has skirted missing that. And then they also are, seems like, doing better than sort of the far eastern side of my territory actually got far less rain, less than an inch of rain here in the last week. And so I think we're sitting pretty well so far. It seems like there's a lot of crop in the ground and we're off to a good start so far this year, but it's definitely a different start than we've seen the past few years.
No, absolutely. I just want to thank you for coming in and talking about this. And of course, we'll catch up in a few weeks. Is there anything else to remind people as we're getting into planting season to kind of maybe watch out for farmers and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Once we're able to get back in the fields, there's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be happening because most of the farmers, if they've got an opportunity to, they would like to have their crop in the ground before the middle of May. And so we'll see a lot of flurry of traffic movement in the form of tractors and planters and seed tenders and maybe sprayers as well. And so just keep an eye out on the road always for those kinds of equipment. They often are going to be slowing down in advance of maybe turning into a field driveway that might be difficult for somebody following them to see. And so I always like to encourage people to watch for signals from them and just making sure to keep a safe distance and be really cautious if you're going to attempt to pass, because it can be quite challenging with this large equipment. They can't see you very well and it's hard for you to see around them.
And again, we have been speaking here with the Central Iowa ISU Extension field agronomist, Megan Anderson. Megan, thank you so much for stopping in, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. That is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.